Welcome back, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and the planet. And I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. And Martin, you promised everybody last time that you'd be telling us more about superfoods and the Excella products that Life Enthusiast Co-op has on their website at www.life-enthusiast.com.
Absolutely. I would love to.
So can you maybe just, for those of us that weren't here last time, just give us a quick overview of what you mean by superfoods?
Of course, definitely. You know, it's comical that you're talking to the company, or you're hearing from the company that has invented the term superfood. Javari Oberon was working in 1980s in the food industry as a production engineer. And he was suffering from allergies in horrendous ways. And he needed to figure something out that would help him heal that condition. And he was inspired somehow, in a metaphysical way, to get the formula together that cured his horrendous allergies in mere 11 days.
Wow.
And the core.
11 days.
Yeah. He suffered for 12 years in such ways that he wanted to just die. I mean, this came after a prayer when he was talking to his creator, saying, either give me a solution or take me out of here. I want no more.
Wow.
Anyways, yeah, he put it together on his kitchen table, if you can believe it. That core formula actually cured him in 12 days. It was it. Huh. I actually have been an Excella customer since the 1980s myself, and I can say this stuff works. In fact, Scott, you said that you, now that you have experienced the Excella 50, you're noticing that the fuel actually is working.
Yeah, I'm finding I'm more energetic. I feel more alive is really the way, you know, more alert, more alive, more excited, more enthusiastic.
Yep. Yeah, those are all the classic symptoms of a fellow who's well fed.
Right. And I find like I'm not hungry all the time.
Well, because you have good nutrients. Here's an interesting thing. You know, the obesity crisis in North America?
Yes.
It's largely caused by our own bodies looking for decent nutrients. Imagine this. You eat a pizza. In that pizza, there are some good things in it. You know, the green peppers and maybe some of the tomato is okay. But along for the ride is a whole bunch of cooked dead food. You know, the refined flour doesn't add anything other than calories.
Yes.
Cheese, well, that adds a pile of fat, but that's not all that wonderful for your nutrition. Anyway, the point is, your body wants nutrients and says, feed me. So you feed it. You give it a meal, and the body tries to digest it and says, there was not enough in it. Feed me. So you give it more, and it's a pile of calories with a small amount of nutrients. So there's no other way out of this other than becoming obese, because the body wants more and it screams for more.
Right.
And instead of nutrients, you're giving it calories. So what you're doing is the exact opposite. You're giving it extremely dense superfood that has a huge amount of nutrients and teeny amount of calories.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's revolutionary to a person who has not been introduced to a concept like this. It's very unfortunate, but the food industry, you know, the companies that currently supply our grocery stores, you know, the General Mills, and I don't want to single out anybody, but the folks that stock the shelves in the grocery stores, they are doing it not for your health. They're doing it for their bottom line.
Yes.
And that's a big problem.
Yeah, it really is. And you told me in a previous podcast where the healthiest parts of the supermarket is.
Oh, yes, right. I mentioned it. In a store, it's the outside lanes, you know, the produce side on one side and then the meat lane on the other side.
So it's going outside the store.
Yeah. I remember in 1989, 90, I became an enthusiast of healthy living. I had to. I mean, I was crashing. I was 35 and my health was just failing me tremendously. I was in allergies. My back was falling apart. I was a wreck. And I discovered natural hygiene, which is a method also known as Fit for Life, which teaches you to eat well and become healthy. And there I was. All of a sudden, I discovered that anything in a grocery store that's between those two lanes is forbidden territory. It was pretty sad, you know. I mean, all these people who make a living making all these wonderful products, you know, farmers who grow the tomatoes that end up in, you know, the meat ravioli sauces that are just turned into poison.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel sad about all that. But, you know, we all need to make choices. Every one of you is a consumer who votes with his dollars. If you start voting for organic, wholesome, healthy foods, we'll have more of that. If you continue to buy low price, low quality goods, you're going to be also getting low energy results.
Right.
So yeah, I'm sorry to say you have to vote with your dollars and you have to vote for quality. Actually, I want to spend a little more time on that topic. Just recently, I was reading an article that showed the cost of the ingredients in drugs. You know, something like the something like the Celebrex, whatever. You know, the monthly dose of pills is $200, and the cost of ingredients in the product itself is under $1. And that's quite typical for the pharmaceutical industry, that the cost of the actual ingredients is 0.5% of the selling price of the product. So no wonder the pharmaceuticals can afford all the television advertising that they're flooding our entertainment with. There was another thing that I was noticing, that a large percentage of advertising on television these days is from the pharmaceutical companies. Anyway, so in general foods, you know, groceries, the proportion of the cost of the ingredients is not so wonderful. I was noticing that in the health foods, it's the same story. Especially I was upset with seeing what's happening with the network marketing companies. You know, I get pitched at least once or twice a week by another one of our customers who wants me to join them in their network marketing business, whether it's, I'm not even going to name any, but all these different businesses. And I look at it and I know from what it costs us to make these things, I look at their products and I see that, you know, for every $100 of retail price that you'll be paying, there's about, $10 worth of ingredients at most. And there is a major difference with the superfoods that we make. I just want to point that out. We actually have at least double that in our product. We're paying $20 in ingredients for every $100 of products we sell.
Imagine. And I was going to say too, Martin, that the way that you take the ingredients and work with the ingredients is different than the way most people do as well, right?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, that was quite the experience when I went out shopping for a contract manufacturer. We were hoping that we could, as we're scaling up, that we would be able to use large-scale manufacturing to make our products. Ha! We went to the popular and large companies that, you know, proudly told us, oh, absolutely, we make the green powders for such and such, you know, the network marketing company or such and such green powders for the grocery store brand. So we said, okay, let's do it. And as soon as we showed it to the production manager, they said, but we can't do this. This is not possible. So I'm actually now feeling really cocky because I know that nobody can actually copy our product. The quality that we get is not duplicatable in an industrial scale process. You have to do it the way we do it. We can scale up, but it's not going to be, oh yeah, just weigh it in, throw it in a drum, flip a switch, and wait for it to finish. It's not like that. We actually carefully make sure that none of the ingredients are heated over the 37 degrees, or that would be the 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And
Why would that be? Why would you not want to go over a certain temperature?
This has to do with enzymes. Enzymes are deactivated when they're overheated. It's the same way what happens to an egg when you're cooking it. You know, you can make a chicken out of an egg as long as you don't overheat it. Once you've cooked it, there will never be a chicken out of that.
All right. Once you've boiled the egg, you're never going to get a chicken out of it.
No, you kill it. And that's what you do. Everything that's alive, like carrots or eggs or meat, it comes with enzymes. And the enzymes help digest. And if you leave it at room temperature, it will start digesting it and it'll decay and turn itself back into the dust from which it came. But if you cook it or if you preserve it, it will become indigestible. The nutrients that are in it become locked.
So one of the principles of healthy eating and living is eating live food.
Yeah, raw.
Raw vegetables and fruit.
Sprouted grains. Yeah, that's why there's those two lanes in the grocery store. The fresh green fruits and vegetables and uncooked meats. Okay, so that's the enzymes. That's the part one of the process. Part two is micronization. You need to make the particle of the superfood small enough so that your digestive system can get at most of the ingredients that are locked inside of it. That means grinding it or milling it to a very fine powder. And that's actually what generates the heat. So you need to grind it very slowly so that you don't overheat it.
I see.
So, of course, the high production, high capacity equipment, they just are looking at the time it takes to get to the end product. They're not looking at
It's got to be done fast.
That's
like
right.
Everything else in our society, right?
Sure, production, throughput. So they just flip the switch and put it on high. Zing! And there you have it. It's cooked by the time it gets to you.
Although they would never say it was cooked, would they?
Well, they don't. They just tell you we have wonderful ingredients in our product. That's why reading a simple label doesn't really give you the answer. You know, you can say, okay, we have alfalfa here, we have kelp here, we have apple fiber here. And you're thinking, okay, product A has those ingredients, product B has those ingredients. They're comparable. Not necessarily. This is almost like saying, well, look at this Mercedes here. It has four wheels and there are 15 or 16 inch tires. Oh, look at here. This other car. Oh, yeah, that's got four wheels. Look at them. And,
yeah, 15 inch tires.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's an engine. Yeah. Yeah. There's a carburetor or ignition or whatever. You know, there are these pieces. So the label would say, when you list all the ingredients the way they are listed in the way our company or our health food industry is regulated, doesn't give you a chance to compare.
Right. Yeah, but if you get in the car and you step on the gas and it putts versus you got a high-powered engine, makes a big difference.
Yep, and that's what makes the Exela products special. And that's why we keep hearing from people saying, oh my gosh, I found you. I've been looking for you for the last 6 years. I've tried everything and it doesn't come close. How are you guys doing it?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we haven't really mentioned this either, but it tastes good. Like, I don't know about anybody else listening or if I'm the only one, but I've tried different, like, greens before, and they're awful. And I find the Exela
You can take it with water, right?
I just take it. I don't add anything else but water to it. And I go, wow, like, I can see myself drinking it for the rest of my life, no problem, just based on a taste perspective.
Yeah. How about this quote from Javari? Exela Premium quenches your body's thirst for phytonutrients, that's plant nutrients, which it simply cannot find in the typical American diet, nor even in most of the better foods or supplements that people eat. Your cells are really going to love this stuff.
I think that's a great quote and really, really appropriate, because I know my cells really like this stuff. And it's,
mm-hmm. So anyway, the Exela 50 that you have been testing, that's a product that's the least expensive of all the products we have. And that has been the flagship product for us since 1980s. Javari just recently redesigned it. He said to me, this is the 2006 version of the Exela. And we call it Exela Premium. And the Premium, it costs more than the Exela 50, but it has more in it. One of the things that it has in it is a good dose of the probiotics that we talked about in our last podcast.
Oh, yes.
So, of course, we have it available separately as the Strataflora, but we also have a good portion of it in the Premium.
Interesting. So people can do either way. They can take it either way then.
Well, you know, depending on the level of health that the individual consumer has, they will decide what product from the Exela line they want. You know, the Exela 50 is a wonderful starter product just to get introduced, just to understand what it's doing. The Premium is for just general, I'm not too sick, I want energy person. We have something called Elagiplex. That's a full renewal, cellular renewal product. That's for people who are concerned about neoplastic growth. I don't know how else to put it. If you think that you might be getting cancer or you're under the threat or you already have been told you have it, Elagiplex is a phenomenal tool to help sweep out all of the cells that are not functioning correctly.
Wow. We got to spend a little bit. We're running out of time with this podcast, but we got to spend a little bit of time talking about.
I think we should talk about that the next time.
Okay.
And further, we have something called Iridesa. The Exela Iridesa is a product that has 200 ingredients. Your typical super blends are 20 to 30, maybe 40 ingredients. This one has 200. The complexity of it is sort of like going from a car to a supersonic jet. And the effects sort of like that too. But we can't have beginners taking that product, because if anybody who has not taken a superfood for some time tries to step into that, it's overwhelming. I've had people calling me back saying, my blood pressure's going up, I can't sleep, what's going on? And I'm saying, you're pushing your body too hard with too many nutrients. You can't do this. You have to start as a beginner. And the same thing, you know, before you can run, you have to walk. Before you can walk, you have to crawl. So start with a simple one and then graduate to the top of the line.
That makes total sense, Martin. All right, so we're going to talk about some more of these products in our next podcast, coming up probably next week. And I'm really excited about this. You've got me pumped, because I'm already seeing changes, and I'm beginning to get a better idea of the overall picture with these superfoods, Martin, and it's very exciting.
Oh, hey, I've been excited for years. And it's, you know, my biggest frustration is that it's hard for me to explain to people the magnitude of the difference without them actually experiencing it physically.
Yeah, they really need to experience it. All right, well, if you've enjoyed this podcast, want to leave a comment, or you have a question for Martin, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. That's our podcast page. We'd really appreciate it if you would leave a comment, let us know what you think. If you've got any questions, we'll certainly address those in future podcasts. And if you're looking for any of these superfoods, head over to life-enthusiast.com. There's tons of information, lots of technical information if you're that way inclined, lots of descriptions of what's in a lot of the products, how they can help you, and in particular with the superfoods, the XLF products. Until next time, this is Scott Patton and Martin Patellis, restoring vitality to you and the planet. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.